upon a time, a long, long time ago, when the entire universe was just created, you know, who is the creator? Do you know who the creator of the universe is?
Brahma,
yes, Brahma. Remember, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is the moderator, and Maheshwara or Shiva is the destroyer.
They are the three mega gods.
Correct. Now, Brahma created three different places. You know, one was Devalok, where the devas are going to be staying. Okay, where the devas are, and the king of the devas is Indra, Devendra. Then there is Bhulok, or where humans live, correct? And then there is Patal Lok, or the demon land, the Asura land, right? Now, in the beginning, there was not many things on all these places. There was just a few gods in Devlok, a few demons in Patal Lok, and just very, very few humans on Bhulok. And the devas and the asuras, they were always at war with each other, you know. They were always fighting, you know. They wanted to control each other. They wanted to take over each other's places, lands, like that. Now, one day, Devendra was discussing with his ministers and all the other gods, and was asking them, how do we win over these asuras? Then someone said, well, if we have Amrit, then we can win over them. What is this Amrit? Amrit is like this special drink. You know, it's a liquid that if you drink, then you will get so much power that nobody can defeat you.
It's like right? Nectar.
Yeah, it's like nectar. It's a sweet drink. Let's get it then, said Devendra. Like right away he was like, yeah, right away he wanted it. But Devendra, it's very, very difficult to get it. First of all, we don't even know where it is. Let's send a team. Go find out. And so is it. But what he didn't know is at the same time, the king of the Asuras had a similar plan. He had sent out a team as well to go find it. And so, after some finding, they came back. Both the teams. One team came to Devlok, one team came to Patal Lok. And the Devlok team said, Indra, we found it. Hey, great. Why didn't you get it? Oh, no. It's not possible for just a few people to get it. Where is it? He said, oh, you have to cross 7 oceans and 7 mountains. And there, under an ocean.
And 7 forests.
And lots of forests in between. And under an ocean there is a giant golden pot inside which there is Amrit. It's very difficult to get it, they said. And the exact same information, you know, the Asura team also told to their king. Ah, he said, okay, let's send lots of devas and go get them. They said, no, Indra, you're not getting it. The thing is, even if all the devas were to go, it's not possible. And exactly the same thing the other team also told. Even if all the demons were to go, they can't get it. So now what? Said Indra, and those people said, the only way we can get it is if we join hands with the demons. If we go together as one big team, then we can get it. What? Are you out of your mind? Said Indra. You want us to go along with the demons that far? Before we reach, they would have killed all of us. Said. And the demon guy was telling the same thing to his people. What are you talking? We can't go with our enemies or gods.
They are way too powerful.
Yeah, they will probably trick us, kill us on the way. But there's no other choice. So they let it go for some time. But both the kings, the Patal Lok king, the Asura king, and the Devlok king, Indra, could not get it out of their mind.
They didn't agree. They didn't like it.
Finally, they said, all right, just for this one project, you know, just for this task, we will go together as a team, okay? And so they met and they agreed that throughout, till they get the Amrit and divide it, okay, they are not going to fight. They're going to be part of one team. Because if they fight, they cannot get it, right? So they set out. Now it was a giant expedition. It took many, many days, and there were all the devas and all the asuras were going, marching, climbing tall mountains.
They were so tired.
Yeah, and then they had to cross the oceans, and then there were deep jungles, you know, really dense forests filled with wild animals and giant trees. There was danger everywhere. Some devas died just in the journey, and just like that, some asuras too died. Not because of fighting with each other, just some disease, you know, sometimes they got killed by some wild animals and they had to search for food. It was a tiring journey. And so they kept going and kept going and kept going. First mountain, first ocean, second ocean, like that they kept crossing. And the forests in between too. Now finally, not finally, but now they were in the last forest. And they knew once they cross this forest and when they reach the ocean, there is the Amrit will be there waiting for them. At this time, they sent out a recon team. A recon team is one that goes ahead and finds out what's going on, you know, and what preparation they may need to do. And they came back and said, well, we are pretty close. That's great news. We just have to get through this forest. And it opens into that beach. And right there, we have the pot, you know, in the ocean. Great. All we need to do is go there and get. But there's a problem. They said, what is the problem? The pot is buried. Not buried. It's like at the bottom of that ocean, right? And how are we going to bring it up? It's sealed and it's at the bottom. How are we going to even get it? Said, we have to churn the ocean. But we don't have a giant rope or anything to churn. At this time, one of the asuras came out with a crazy, wacky idea. He said, hey, in this forest, there are some really, really, really giant snakes.
What if we could get one?
Yeah. And do what? They said, well, aren't you catching my point?
Well, yeah. Of course, the asura is an idiot.
He's not an idiot. He's coming up with a very ambitious, brave, bold, but also a very, very risky plan. What his plan was that he was suggesting that they use the snake like a rope. But what are you talking? Before we can even do that, it's going to bite us, they said. Oh, yeah. And he said, that's why we need to sedate it. Sedate means we're going to make it like in a sleeping. We're going to give it some, we're going to make it smell some herbs. And then after that, it'll be fast asleep. It sounded crazy, but they had no other choice at that time. And so they started to keep track of all the snakes. You know, like an anaconda. That's what you know. An anaconda is a giant snake. Some of them can be like several, I know, like 50, 60, 70 feet long. Yeah. So now they kept looking. And they found... Wait. No, they wanted, you know, they want to take the... Because if they chop off the head and if it dies, then it's going to shrink into like just a mass. It won't be like a tight rope that they need. It has to be alive. And so they found one. And, you know, when they found it, thankfully it was sleeping at that time. And so they took out their herbs, went to one of the most daring deva and one of the most daring asura. Went close to its face and made it smell that herb. And as soon as it smelled it, it went into even deeper sleep. Yes, we are good now. So they covered its face and then started carrying it. Oh, they had some bags that they were carrying anyway, their supplies. They covered it and then they were like, started marching towards the ocean. Come on, quick, before the snake gets up. And as they were walking, there was a time and suddenly the snake got up. Hiss! You know, and the devas and the asuras went helter-skelter and they said, don't panic. We're going to be okay. And immediately, again, the same brave two of them went close to its face and made it smell the same herb. And again, it went back to sleep. It's good. So now they knew as soon as they saw it moving a little, waking up, they would give it that. They would make it smell. And finally, they reached the banks of that ocean, the beach, and they set out to work and they started churning. the water, churning and churning and churning. As they did the churning, the water was getting separated, right? And slowly they could see just the top of that pot, the giant pot, the gold was shining in the sun. They said, yes, we are about, we got it, a little more. And they were, but now, the snake had a different plan. It had got pretty tired of these guys troubling it, right? It was chilling in the forest, doing its own, minding its own business. And these guys were making it sleep and all of that. And it said, all right, I'm going to teach these buggers a lesson. So this time, even though it was awake, it kept quiet, like it was still, right? It didn't move or anything. So they had no idea. They were too busy churning and churning. And at one point, it just tore through the things they had put on its face and spewed venom like crazy. Venom is the poison, right? And it just sprayed it all over the place. And as soon as the devas and the asuras saw, they just dropped it right there and swam back to the shore for safety. And the snake just slithered away back into the forest. There you go, take it. But what did it do? It had spitted so much venom. It had sprayed so much venom that the pot was surrounded by that. And they were like, oh man, what are we going to do now? How are we ever going to get the pot if we go near? The venom was so powerful, even if you touch it, it was like an acid, right? It would just burn their hands. How are we going to get it? And so now again, the devas and the asuras were a little disappointed and they were wondering, what do we do like that? And at this time, they both thought of one person. Who was that?
Shiva.
Because Shiva is the god who goes to both the demons as well as the devas. If they want to wish, he's the one who grants them, right?
Mm-hmm. And the devas.
Yeah, and also for the demons. So, they say, yes, we have to call Maheshwar. And so, Indra called up Maheshwar. Shiva, we need your help right now. Oh, now, what trouble did you get into, Indra? All right, I'll be there. And so, Shiva set out right away and arrived there. Aha! What a pleasant surprise. The devas are here and the asuras are here too. It was so good to see you together. Oh, looks like you guys have made peace. No more fighting, huh? Oh, nothing like that, said Indra. And the Asura King, never in my dreams will we be friends, he said. But you guys are not fighting now, he said. Yeah, we have just come together for this one project. What are you guys up to? Ah, I see it. You guys are after the pot of Amrit. Aha, that makes sense. Yeah, Shiva, we really struggled hard. We worked together. We came this far. And now look what has happened. There is poison all around the pot and we cannot get it. Oh, he said, we need your help, Shiva. Please help us. Mahadev, his name is also Mahadev, right? He thought about it for a second. He said, all right, step back now. And they were wondering, what is he going to do? And he started walking towards the pot, you know. What? He's going near it. Man, I hope he doesn't touch it, they were thinking. And they were like, oh, but remember, he's Mahadev. He can do amazing things. So he walked carefully towards the thing. Yeah, and then he kind of went on his knees and started drinking the poison. Oh. What? He's going to be burnt any moment now, they were wondering. No, nothing like that happened. As he started drinking, his throat became blue with all that poison. But he was fine. And finally, he had drunk even the final drop of that poison. There was no more poison, just some water around the pot. And they were flabbergasted. They were like, oh my God. And from that day, you know, Shiva is also called Neelakant because blue throat, right? And, you know, and he was totally fine. He said, all right, guys, here you go. Your pot is ready. Remember, it's good not to fight. See you later. Bye-bye. And he left. And now the devas and asuras were thrilled. Shiva had solved their problem and they brought it out, the pot, to the beach. Now, Indra, being Indra, you know, the smart bugger and the tricky bugger, he thought, wait a minute, we work so hard, and if now, if we share equally, right, if we have all of this Amrut like half and half, then what's going to happen? Both of us will have the same power. Why did I get this Amrut in the first place? To win against the Asuras, right? And so he called up Mohini. Mohini, we need you here for a plan. One of the angels from Devlok came there. And suddenly they were all stunned, all the other Devas and Asuras, because out of nowhere Mohini was there. Hello boys, how are you doing? She said. Oh, we are fine, they said. What are you doing here? Said. Well, I thought you guys were so tired after this really tiring journey, and now that you've got Amrut, I thought maybe I could help you guys, you know. How? Said the Asuras. Well, I have a suggestion. You know, it's best if you take this Amrut after a clean bath, you know, get refreshed.
Where will they take
and off? Right there in the ocean, you know, I mean, what else
the
can
ocean
they do? I know, that's okay, but what
how
else
much
can
water
they do?
Is there?
Yeah, so now she said, like, why don't you take a clean bath and then come over and form a line here? Just sit in a line, Devas on this side, Asuras on this, and I will serve you guys. You don't have to worry at all, and I'll be sure everyone will get it. And so that's what they did. And, you know, Mohini started serving, you know, she started with the Devas. And she knew that there was one scoop for everyone, all the Devas and the Asuras. But what did she do? She started giving two scoops to each of the Devas.
She did the one thing.
Well, that's what Indra wanted. So she started with Indra, then gave it to Agni, Varuna, Vayu, Dhanvantri, all the Devas, one by one. And the Asuras were getting a little worried. Will there be enough for us? They were worried. Oh, don't worry, it's going to be enough. And when she reached the final Deva, she gave them the two scoops. And she said, oops, sorry Asuras, it's all over. I thought there was more. And she vanished. And then the Asuras realized that they had been tricked. This was Indra's plan. And the Devas also, sorry guys, bye-bye. And they left. And the Asuras were like, they did it again. They tricked us after all this work. We'll never trust them again. And so, the rivalry between the Devas and the Asuras continued. And as you know, there are other stories, right? Like Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Bali, all of these. There where the Asuras are more powerful for some times. And that's how the rivalry between the two continued. And with that, we come to the end of this story, the end.
Thank you for listening to the story.